What's up? My name is Josh and I'm your Push Coach. Thank you so much for joining me in season two, where I'm going to be joined by an all new co-host and we'll even have video versions with tons of behind the scenes and bloopers. You can check that part of the show out over on YouTube or IGTV. A little about me: after making only two sales in my entire first year of business, I've gone on to create a multi-million dollar coaching business, helping people just like you to find confidence, clarity, and become leaders that change the world. I've personally helped five different people in two different companies to go top 10 and have trained over 40,000 in my online training groups. On this show, you'll get tools and resources that are going to help you to get over your excuses and start recruiting your dream team so that you can go get on your stage. Also, as a free gift, I would love to give you a copy of my best-selling book, F Leadership, totally free. Just go over to joshcoates.com and I'll even throw in $100 in free instant downloads so you can start leading your team to success today. Thanks for joining me. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Your Push Coach. My name is Josh. I'm your Push Coach. I am so excited to be with you this morning on this beautiful Monday morning. We never record these on Mondays, but I know they come out on Mondays. So I'm going to talk to you like it's Monday, because it probably is for you, unless you're just catching up on some episodes on a Sunday drive or whatever it is. But today I got a really special episode. If you are on my email list, which if you're not, go to joshcoates.com and just grab a free book, okay? Because then you'll stay updated on all the news, all the exciting things. But if you're on my email list, you've been getting a lot of emails lately about a brand new project I have. It is my new life coach certification. We are calling the Push Coach Certification School. And I've been emailing like crazy. We've done a couple info sessions. It's something I'm so jacked about. I'm so excited about, because, and we're going to get a little bit more into this in this episode, but basically it's the greatest gift. I've said this a million times. It's the greatest gift John Maxwell ever gave me. I went to John Maxwell's certification program thinking I'm going to come out of this as a leadership trainer. I'm going to come out of this as like a speaker. I don't even know what does that even mean? Does anybody on here know any speakers? Do you know people that are speakers for a living? No, there's no such thing as a speaker for a living. You either have a best-selling book like John Maxwell, so people pay you to speak, or you have usually a consulting or coaching business. And so life coaching ended up being the thing that gave me something to build a career around, but it also was the thing that got me in a lot of doors to actually be able to help leaders. It's the number one gift I've been given. So what I did, I've had this in my back pocket for a couple years. I actually created the curriculum for this a couple years ago, taught it in one of the small groups that I was running, but just could never find the time. You know, it was like, okay, a certification program, that's a big deal. You know, we're putting together basically a school. We got to oversee things. We got to assign homework. We got to do tests. We got to make sure these people are legit and know what they're doing. And then beginning of this year, my mentor challenged me to raise up a sales team. And in doing so, I reached out to someone that you're about to meet and said, hey man, I know you're busy. I know you got like 1,000 things going on, but my mentor wants me to have a sales team. And you were the first person I thought of. He said, dude, I'm in, let's do it. And myself, him, and Jay Ring, who was on my team, kind of made it up as we went. We like came up with a commissions percentage. We came up with, okay, what is this system going to look like? We basically had to all dive into a software called Rule Your Business together and figure out how do we manage this, having like three different people, really four with Michelle in the inbox talking to people. And over time, I just saw Mark basically doing everything the way I did it. And so I said, hey, why don't we get you, I know you're also a certified life coach, why don't we get you teaching a small group? He took that over and he killed it. And I said, you know something, Mark, I've had it in my back pocket for the longest time, as you know, to do a life coach certification. And I feel like having a teammate now that has been through that program, invested in other programs, I think that now is the time, because we could do it together. So today I want to introduce you to my good friend, my business partner. His name is Mark Hildebrand. He is the founder of Tactical Accountability Squad. It is a mastermind group that helps first responders to take full ownership and control of their health, of their personal growth. What an incredible thing. He is also the founder of and host of Leo Family Fitness Podcast. He is a certified life coach, both through the Push Coach School. He's actually technically our first graduate through my program and through Brooke Castilla's Life Coach School. I want to give a huge welcome to my boy, Mark. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, brother. Thank you for having me on the podcast, man.
Dude, thanks for being here, man. I'm pumped for everybody to hear from you. I forgot to say master coach, but basically we're calling Mark the master coach because inside this program, while I have spent a lot of time, I founded my business on life coaching, but then over time started to, from spending so many sessions with people and doing a lot of marketing things. And I created the push coach philosophy or the push coach method, which is what we will be teaching in our school. But I don't life coach as much as I used to. I've grown a huge passion for other things like marketing, love to talk about sales. You know, we're literally doing a sales boot camp inside my push mastermind. But you, Mark, have been through both my program and Brooke's program, and you tend to stick a little bit more to life coaching, even though you can do all of the things. We've kind of chatted about this. So my question is this. I just want to like jump right into talking a little bit about why we're even doing this. Yeah. Mm. So like,
yeah,
why a life coach certification? And I'll give my response too, but I want to like put you on the spot here a little bit and just like, why life coaching certification? Why are we doing this?
Great question. So, here's the thing, like about 3 years ago, when you first introduced me to the idea of life coaching, I was kind of against it. Like even just the word life coach was like, it kind of pushed me in a different direction. Yeah. But because, you know, I was hanging out with you and I just truly believed in everything that you do, I started to dive into it. And what I realized is many different areas of my personal life, I was kind of holding myself back because of this thing called a human brain. And, I wanted to get to the root of that. And so many people have like all of these different ways of like reading books that they could read and podcasts and all that stuff. And it's great, but I actually wanted to get to the root of the problem. And so what I realized is life coaching is causal coaching. It gets to the root so that you can fix it so that all of the limiting beliefs, what Brooke Castillo terms as thought errors, like you can find where those are.
Yeah,
because those are like where everything flows through, right? Because everything flows through your brain and through your mindset. So like I wanted to learn more. And of course, becoming the first push coach, I was like, man, I love this. I love the flow of this. And at the time you weren't offering, if you weren't offering anything, and I'm like, okay, I need to fill my brain with actually how this works, a system, and just like learn more. That's kind of like what this is all about. So I took Brooke Castillo's life coach school and became a certified coach through there. And it just really opened my eyes to all of the things that you do, to all of the things that I was kind of doing in terms of holding myself back.
Right.
And I realized like, okay, so this is for people who obviously want to take control of their own thoughts and their own mindset, but it also helps people with teams because guess what? If we have a human brain, everybody else does, they're going through the same type of limiting beliefs. Right. And then you can even create a business around it. So that was just like what got me into it because I realized every area of my life when it comes to getting into incredible shape, like connecting better with Teresa, my wife and my kids, really rocking my LAPD career as a sergeant. Like I noticed that it was because I understood the concepts and the philosophies around life coaching that I could really truly make the changes for me. And then, of course, that's when I founded the Tactical Accountability Squad, which is basically the same exact thing that you do inside of your groups.
Yeah.
I did it for first responders around their health, fitness, and family connection. But understanding the life coaching philosophies helped me with them. But most importantly, it helped really change my life.
Yeah, I love that so much. I love that. And for me, it's very similar. You know, I was obviously trying to grow a business. And like I mentioned, thought it was going to be around leadership training, around speaking, all of this stuff sounded fun. The Enneagram 3, it sounded very shiny and get on stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started learning this life coaching stuff. And I was just like, this is like some Yoda stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like, no one has ever shown me, I'd heard the term life coach too, right? To me, I just thought it's like kind of like having like, what is it called at school that you go to like get help with like which courses you should take, like a counselor? Yeah, I thought it was kind of like a guidance counselor. You know, you just sit down with people and just kind of like maybe give them some like good advice. And it was nothing like that. I was like, it's all about asking questions and basically getting people to talk enough that the stories start to come out.
Ooh, right? Yeah.
The stories start to come out. And then those stories are why people think they can't succeed. Why people think it'll never work for them. And the reality is, until we remove that from the equation, it doesn't matter what kind of external work we do. If you are convinced in your head that it doesn't work for you, you will find a way to manifest that, right? And so what I loved was, you know, to me, I call it the universal leadership tool. Because life coaching gave me a tool that I could use to help anyone in any industry, anywhere. And it gave me a confidence of knowing I don't even have to know more than this person. In fact, for the first couple of years, I definitely did not know more than the people I was talking to. I'll never forget my buddy, Sarah Try, who was making close to $300,000 a year. I hadn't even quit my job yet. I was still detailing cars. And I remember pulling over on the side of the road. I thought I could make it home in time to have a chat, at least maybe at home in a quiet place, whatever. Didn't make it. So I just pulled over in a Starbucks. It was too noisy in the Starbucks. I didn't want her to know that I was at a Starbucks. So I took the call just like out in the parking lot with my headphones on, phone overheated while talking to her. I had to turn the car on and use the AC to cool it down. But even on that conversation, you know, here's a guy who's still detailing cars for a living, talking to a girl that's a multi six-figure earner with a downline of 10,000 people. And I didn't have to hesitate. I didn't have to feel weird or awkward. I knew if I ask enough questions, right, this system will help me to help her find what the missing link is, where's the limiting belief, what's the story she's got, and help me to give her the tools to rewrite it. So to me, it's like it takes normal people and gives them an extraordinary gift, right? It's like you go from being a normal person to being an extraordinary leader immediately, because really all a leader is someone who can help people solve problems, right? Obviously, if you know enough of the right things to say, you can also solve problems. But in my opinion, life coaching actually works better because it's not based on my learning and what I have figured out works for me. It's helping you to reach inside. And I like to say it this way, Mark, life coaching helps people to find the perfect will of the universe every single time. It's like you can just boom with the right questions. Anybody, anywhere, anytime can find like the voice of their creator like that. And to me, that's incredible. So that's kind of why we're both passionate about life coaching. We get on every single morning at 8 o'clock my time, 6 o'clock Mark's time, and we're just hashing out all of the final details because this thing kicks off in just a couple weeks with the beta round. Here's what I would love for you to talk about, Mark, is especially since you've just gone through Brooke Castilla's program very recently, what makes our program different than others?
Ooh, I love that question. So let me kind of just tell you a little bit of a story. So while I was going through the certification with Brooke Castillo, and by the way, incredible certification. All right. I'm not saying this in any way to demean anything because there's so many different amazing certifications. Yeah. But when I was going through one of the practice sessions, I remember making a switch from asking questions to sort of like asking questions in more of a performance-based way. Like, hey, how might we like use this information to actually get what you wanted?
Yeah.
And I remember the instructor was like, afterwards, she was like, hey, you know, in order to pass certification, we don't want you to do that. You can wait until afterwards. But for right now, just kind of like stick to this curriculum. And I remember because when I got off that call, I kind of felt like, oh, maybe I'd done it wrong. Yeah. Until the person I was coaching wanted to connect with me offline. And basically what she said is like, hey, what you were just doing there on that call, can you do that more with me? Because It was this difference between identifying like where it is in your brain that's kind of like holding you back, and then making the transition to like think about it a little differently so that you are pushed in the direction of performance so that you can actually get yourself to show up and actually do something about it. Yes. So what I found is like most life coaches and I don't know if it just doesn't happen to them intuitively or what, but they just, they really do show you your mind, show you your limiting beliefs. And then I noticed a lot of times they just like leave you there with the idea of like, hey, you're aware of it now. And if you're a type A personality, that's perfect because you can, you know, sometimes be awareness is the power of change. But for other people, they're like, okay, well, what do I do with that? And so just using the skills that I've learned from you around asking performance-based questions. Right. And then of course, once you find out what it is they need to do, right? Because they tell you, then why wouldn't you put them like in an environment of accountability? So the next time you got on a call, you weren't just like, hey, tell me what happened last week. No, you're like, hey, let's review what went over last week. Right. Did you do what you said you were going to do? And I noticed that it just changed the game when I started to implement that part of things. And so when people ask me like, what's different, is we're like literally the combination. We're the combination of life coaching and push coaching, like all together, kind of like in a nice seamless package where most people, like there's some people who intuitively will do that.
Yeah.
But there's also some people who like structure in terms of like what questions to ask and how to put this all down on paper and walk you through one of these sessions. Right. And so we took the best of the best and just put it into this program. So that's what we're doing differently.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if I've ever actually told this story, Mark. Maybe I have. If I have, you would know about it because you've been around forever. But basically what happened was I started off as a life coach charging like $40 a session. Because the program that I went through, no one would tell you what even makes sense to charge. I remember being so frustrated by that. So by the way, that's something we'll be changing in our school. I'll be telling you, hey, this is how much you can start out at. You can, once you go through our program, you know what you're doing. You can charge $200 an hour and that's completely fine. I charge a lot more than that now, but I was just charging $40 and people kind of kept just like nudging me to charge more, but wouldn't say how much more. So just like, okay, well, let's go to $60 a session. And then it was $80. And I remember one time this guy who, that I went to church with, you know, he knew kind of like the progress and growth that my business was having. He was like, I think you really need to charge $150 an hour. And I was just like, $100, that's like what doctors charge. Are you kidding? And he was like, Josh, this is very, very normal in this industry. And this was the first time someone from outside the program gave me advice about what to charge. And I think it was maybe a couple price changes later, probably like $400 or $500 an hour, when I said, okay. And this is kind of how I've always been with my packages. If I'm going to charge a price that I believe is like a premium price, I have to, for my own mind's sake, come up with a premium offer. Like I'll never charge more just to say, oh, this is what I can charge. And so I sat down and I said, I want to have something that I can basically put into words to let people know when you pay me these kind of prices, you know what you get. I don't like the whole, hey, here's the curtain on the other side. It's a magical place, I promise, without letting people know what's there, right? So I sat down, Mark, and that's kind of when I took my push coaching and turned it into a very specific structure. I created what we now call the breakdown session. And the breakdown session is every first call I do with someone, we basically go through 10 to 15 questions, and it's the same ones every single time to find out what's the very biggest goal that you have. What are the things that you feel are holding you back from that in your mind? What are the systems and processes we need to piece together in order to make it happen? We come up with affirmations to specifically combat those limiting beliefs. We ask, what are the things that we need to take off your schedule so that you have more time? I mean, like, it's a full breakdown that basically sets us up for the next 6 months together. And so when I developed that breakdown session, I felt like, this is the thing that is going to give people the most clarity, but is also going to help me to keep people on track to stick to the thing they said on a friend. In other words, we're going to use our life coaching skills to create a structure that helps people to thrive and have a more guaranteed success. Mm-hmm. And through that came essentially what we now call the push method, which is still using the life coaching skills, but adding some structure, because true life coaching has no structure whatsoever. And the thing that I found about that was people could sabotage it. If I show up call after call and just say, what do you want to talk about today? It's very easy. And I know this because I used to do it with my coach, to just change the subject to something else that you're struggling with that isn't the most important thing, but keeps you from having to say, I didn't do the thing we talked about last time. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I created a structure, was like, I'm trying to protect my clients to make sure they get the best results possible and don't walk away from this process going, well, that was just a bunch of motivational conversations, but it didn't really change me. Because the end goal should always be to get people results, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why people come to you. I mean, yes, we need to help them become more aware. Yes, we need to help them grow. But the reality is we want to become more aware and grow because there's something in life we wanted to get, whether it was a better relationship, a more successful business, whatever it was, we wanted something, right? So let's chat a little bit about who this is for, Mark, because it can sound a little bit, I want to be very careful not to make it this way. It can sound a little bit like it's only for people who want to do this full time like we do. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about who it's for.
Great question. So it's for any human that has a human brain. So I think above anything, and here's the thing, like when I sit down and I think about like what life coaching has done for me, mm-hmm. like, yes, I've created an amazing business and I've helped a lot of people, but in reality, it started with me. It started with transforming me and giving me the ability of seeing why I was self-sabotaging myself.
Yeah.
And I think for anybody who wants to truly like take personal growth to the next level, yep. It is the best gift that you can give yourself is to learn the philosophies behind life coaching and push coaching to really just open the door for your possibilities. Like you say, like, your potential is limitless.
Yeah.
And what we do is we put a lid on our potential because of our brains and that natural, like unconscious limiting beliefs that kind of pop up time after time and time again. And when you can take control of that, you literally lift the lid of your potential in everything. So if you're like, hey, I just want to be a better parent. I want to be a better spouse. I want to be better at my job. I want to be a better leader, especially a better leader. Because listen, if you can coach yourself, you can coach any other human on the planet. You're the most difficult person to coach. You have all the behind the scenes views. Yeah. So yes, it's great if you want to create a business. It's great if you want to create a side hustle. It's great if you just want to help some people. Like maybe you already have a business. You want to be able to be a better leader and being a better human, being a better father, husband, like all of those things, it's what it's done for me. And it really just lifts the lid off your potential.
Yeah. And I think both of us have many, 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 many stories about how life coaching has made us better as a parent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've told the story many times. It just like, I think it was a year and a half, 2 years, probably 2 years ago, I was sitting around. I was just frustrated with myself as a dad. I was like, you know, Jenny says I'm a good dad. Other people say I'm a good dad, but like, I don't feel like a good dad. And the reason I didn't feel like a good dad is because I was thinking of some of the things that my dad specifically handed off to me that I'm so thankful for. Sometimes we were a little kooky on the religious side, but the fact that we went to church every time the doors were open and we always volunteered, we always served, we always helped. Like that was such an incredible principle to get in me, which was, hey, you show up and you help. But also, if I joined a sport, I wasn't allowed to quit. Had to play till the end of the season. If I joined a second sport, couldn't show up for the second sport until the first sport was over. I mean, like all of these principles of like discipline and work ethic and character. And I was just like, my kids aren't involved in sports. We're not to go to church three times a week kind of people. But I want to make sure my kids get these lessons. And I probably spent a good year just like frustrated with myself that I wanted to be a more intentional dad, but didn't have necessarily the same environment with my kids that my dad had had with me. My kids have different interests, you know, like, I don't know, do I make them finish one video game before they start the next one? Like that's what they're into, right? And then one day I finally was just like, dude, what are you doing? You're a life coach. Sit your ass down and coach yourself. And that's what I did. I just sat down and said, okay, life coach always starts with the end in mind, right? So what is it we eventually want to get? Well, I want my kids to get the same life lessons I got. Okay, What are two or three things you could do on a daily basis to make sure that happens? And I came up with, in about 15 minutes, this simple little plan, which was like, okay, I'm going to have my kids do a list of affirmations when they get home from school every day. They're going to do a couple chores because I do want them to learn responsibility and discipline. And I'm going to make them do 20 minutes of active time. Mm. And if they do those three things, right? Like, I got some personal growth in them. I got some work ethic in them. And I taught them to be active. Those are the three things that I really want more than anything else. And then guess what? If they want to play video games all night, I don't spend the rest of the night frustrated. Here's what I would find I would do, Mark. I would get frustrated with them for being lazy and lacking the things I wanted them to have, because I was really frustrated with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking it out on them. And I think this is what leaders do, right? You don't know how to help your team. And so you end up getting frustrated when they don't produce what you wanted them to produce. And because you are not self-aware enough, you take your frustration and anger out on them. And that just pushes them further away from the goal, right? Yep. So instead, it's like it's always an inside job and coming back and saying, wait, what is it that I do want? And what intentional actions could I put in? And then it's a matter of trust, right? That's where the accountability comes in. That's why you need somebody to be accountable to, so they can remind you over and over, hey, if we're doing these three things, we're good. If we're not doing these three things, why aren't we doing these three things? Like this, let's get that fixed. But that's, to me, like, again, what makes the performance mentality is so much different is because we're trying to come up with a game plan, not just a positive feeling.
And that changes. Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, for sure. Do you mind if I share a real quick story
about, go ahead, Mark.
Like, what happened based off of what you just talked about yesterday, kind of like, or right now, it kind of reminded me of a situation that happened yesterday. So, I want to tell you a little bit of a story in terms of how life coaching has made me a better parent. And this actually happened yesterday. So my son, he's 12 years old. I noticed that, like, he was a little afraid yesterday. Like, he was closing doors that were partially open and he was like looking around. I'm like, okay, well, like, what's going on? And so I asked him, I'm like, hey buddy, like, what's wrong? And I guess he like had watched a scary video where, like, I don't know, some clown kind of jumped out on and screamed or whatever. And so it got to be time later in the day where it's time to take a shower. All right. And he's like, I'm not going upstairs. Like, I'm too afraid to go upstairs by myself and take a shower. And my story that kind of like popped into my head is like, okay, I don't have time for this. Like, I just got home from a really busy day at work. Like, I have all of these extra things that I have to do too. And like, if I had said that when I was younger, they would have been like, get your butt upstairs and take a shower now, or XYZ is going to happen. And instead, I thought just like how you did. I'm like, okay, what is the end result that I want to achieve? Okay, first off, I want to achieve connection with my son. Yeah. And this is a great opportunity to do that. Right. How might I ask him maybe a couple different questions to find out a way of how we can both get what we want instead of rushing to what initially came into my mind, which is like anger, get upstairs, take a shower, which, by the way, that never speeds up anything at all. It actually slows everything way down.
Yeah.
And so I asked him, I'm like, hey buddy, like, I got to do a little bit of work, but at the same time, I totally get that you're a little bit afraid. Like, what could we do so that both of us can kind of like get kind of what we want? And he said, well, dad, how about if you come upstairs and I keep the door to the shower open, and then you're like just a room away. So that way I feel it's okay to take a shower. I'm like, let's do it, buddy. And so we did it. He took a quick shower. He got out, and I still remember, because when he came out, he came over to me, which he normally doesn't do, and he gave me a big hug. And he said, dad, thank you very much for just making sure that you were there watching the door so that no monster came in and got me. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I could have gone the opposite, which is the old Mark, which is like, get upstairs, take a shower right now. I don't have time for this. Yeah. And really created disconnection. But instead, I got what I wanted. He got what he wanted. And we feel closer and more connected. Right. And that is the power of being able to like see that story that you're putting in your mind and how it's not going to help you in any way possible, but then asking yourself powerful questions to get you to a better answer that actually creates, like, I mean, it's a complete 180 for one incident. Yeah. Think about what that would do in multiple incidents throughout your day.
Here's what's really cool. As you're saying this, you know, it's also, this is something I don't know that I've ever really talked about, because it's not like a main bullet point of like why I'm passionate about life coaching, but it's also like the master negotiation tool.
Oh yeah.
It really is, right? Because And it, I don't know how many people are like into like watching like FBI stuff, but there's I love the Waco. It's not really a documentary. I mean, it's like a reenactment of like what really happened from a couple perspectives of people, you know, that were involved with that. But one of the guys was the FBI guy, and basically he was frustrated that the FBI was starting to be taken over by military people. Who wanted to shoot first and ask questions later. And as a negotiator, that was not what he was taught. He was taught, you want to go in and you want to ask questions and you want to find out, what does this person really want? And if we can figure out what they really want, we can find a way to meet halfway where both parties win. Right. And so that such a beautiful thing. I'll never forget when I first got started and there was someone who reached out to me, wanted me to teach some continuing education classes. They were looking at using their corporate office to create, like in the nighttime when they weren't using it, some ongoing classes for leaders and business owners. And so they asked me to come in and, you know, it came down to like talking about the money part. And I'll never forget my mentor at the time. He said, Josh, you're going to be tempted to talk a lot and try to sell yourself. But I want you to remember that if you're telling, you're not selling. He said, I want you to use your life coach skills and ask questions to collect enough data to get, basically, if you can get them talking, you will control the conversation. And I thought, what a weird thing. That doesn't make sense at all. Right? Yeah. Isn't the person talking in control? That's what we see in society, right? But I was like, he's smarter than me and he's done this a lot longer than me, so I'm going to try it. And I did. And I started asking questions. Okay, like, what's the expectations? Okay, awesome. And it is funny because I saw him kind of flustered the second I started to ask questions. I could literally see that I had the control, right? Because now he had to answer. You can't be a jerk and just decide not to answer, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, well, you know, this is the goal of it. You know, this is the vision. I said, okay, how many people are you expecting? Well, we're expecting this many people. Okay, what are you planning on charging them? Well, we're thinking about charging this. This is information he did not want to give up, right? Mm-hmm. But the second I started asking questions, you kind of got to. And so I found out that they were about, and by the way, this is a guy who was charging $40 a session. So in my head, I'm thinking, you know, like if I can charge $30 or $40 an hour, you know, that's like twice as much as I make detailing cars. That'd be a great deal, right? Mm-hmm. Well, as I start to ask questions and collect data, I realize that they were planning on making about $4,000 or $5,000 an hour off of the class that I was going to teach. Then all of a sudden, by the end of it, I had so much confidence saying I wanted $500 a class. Now, at the beginning, I would have never asked for $500 an hour. But if you guys are making $4,000 and I'm the one teaching all of the curriculum, I'm not trying to get all the money because I understand it wouldn't be a business without profit, but I want, you know, I want my share. I want $500. I remember he looked at me and he was just like, okay, I can understand. You see, when he gave the details out loud, he doesn't really have a very good argument for, he just told me, we're going to charge $5,000. What are you going to say? We charge $5,000, but you can't have $500 to run the thing. It's a 10%, right? And so that's the other beautiful, and I don't want to make it sound like life is all about negotiating to get what we want, because that's not what life is all about. But I love what you said. It creates a win-win situation. If I would have signed on for that at $50 an hour and then later found out they were getting $5,000, that would have been a win-lose, or I should say a lose-win, right? I would not have felt good about that. And I think a lot of times with leaders, you're running a team, you're helping a team, and you're getting a lot of lose-win situations. You're getting a lot of situations where either one, you're doing what Mark referred to, which is going into your old patterns and creating more tension than there ever needed to be, in which case it's a lose-lose, right? Or what I find a lot of leaders doing, Mark, is just giving in and doing whatever everyone else wants them to do, and then basically giving up ownership of their own team and their own business and becoming the follower in their own business versus using questions to say, hey, let's find out what it is people do want. Let's find out why. If you're asking me for one-on-one calls all the time, how about we take a minute to ask why? What is it you're hoping to accomplish with this one-on-one? Well, I was really just hoping to get some personal feedback. Oh, you know what? every week on the team call, I do Q&A at the end, and I give personal feedback every single time. Did you know that? Well, no, I hadn't really thought about that. And the reality is they might have known that, but they had never put the two and two together to realize there was a way they could get their problem solved without you having to get on the phone every single time someone struggles, right? Mm-hmm. And so, again, asking questions and figuring out what's the end game. What is the goal you have in mind? And then let's come up with a plan, because most people are just trying to figure out, how do I get my pain taken away right this second? Mm-hmm. And that's when they start to use us if we don't know how to coach people. Mm-hmm. So I love all that, Mark. I mean, I think it's, like I said, it is the universal leadership tool. Let's just do this one more thing. And then I know you need to go, because you got a busy day ahead of you. What can people expect by the end of this program?
Oof, that's a great question. What can they not expect? So first off, they're going to learn the philosophies of life coaching, like how to ask powerful questions to get to those root stories that you have. Of course, a part of that is also self-coaching, learning how to coach yourself.
Yeah.
They're also going to learn how to be a push coach, how to be performance-based. So basically be the mixture of a performance-based life coach. On top of that, like the structure that we have created so that people feel confident and comfortable to actually do this, not only for themselves, but with other people.
Yeah.
We're going to have that all planned out for everybody. And then also, like, I know that everybody, you know, loves your marketing and sales ideas and tactics and strategies. And I can tell you, learning how to life coach will make you a master salesman, because many of the times we hold ourselves back because of our brain. We don't hit that reply button. We don't send those invites. We don't do that follow up because we kind of like talk ourselves out of it because we're making the story mean something. And I know we have some amazing plans to not only teach people how to create like a business, if that's what they want to do, but also how to not only run a one-on-one session, but also run a small group, like in courses, like how you do. Because I can tell you that being a life coach right now, it's like one of the most fastest growing like online businesses right now. And so I've gotten so inundated with people who want one-on-ones that I've created small groups where I can make a bigger impact and not have to use all of my time.
Yeah.
And so I know all the different strategies and stuff that I've used have been taught from you. So not only are we going to give you the structure of how to be a life coach and how to coach yourself and how to coach others, but also how to create and market this so that you can, if you decide to make this just a side hustle, you decide to make this your full-time income, you decide just to use it for your team, you're going to have all the resources that you need to make that possible.
Right. Yeah, I love that. I love that. And one of the things that I'm super excited about, Mark is going to be your master coach. I'm going to teach the push coach philosophy. He's going to teach the actual just classic life coach training. He's also going to be spending a lot of, like, basically, I was going to say one-on-one. It's not one-on-one, but like in small group sessions, your all of the coach practicing you're going to be doing is going to be a lot with Mark. And then I decided, you know what, when I left life coaching, I had no clue how to build a business, literally no clue. I knew my craft, which is great. And that's step one. But step two is knowing how to make money off of your craft. So I said, you know what, I'm going to use a good part of the certification, my calls, to specifically teach on how to brand yourself, how to become a specialty coach, because everyone has different things that they're passionate about. You might start out as a life coach, but then find specific things that you really want to spend your time coaching people around, right? Like whether it's health and fitness, whether it's business, whether it's like whatever that is. I want to teach you kind of how to find your niche within that, how to find your specialty, and then start putting together courses. Thankfully, spending so much time with network marketers, one of the thoughts I started to have several years ago was, I want residual income. I want to have that thing too. And that's why I started launching different courses and things like that, is because I want to be able to make money while I'm sleeping or watching movies with my family or going hiking or whatever. That's the end goal for everybody. So that's going to be one of the focuses inside the group, is like, we're going to have a graduation day together in Florida. And when you walk away on that day, you will have the outline and the blueprint for what you want to sell to the world. And that makes me really excited. Mark, I appreciate you being on, man. So excited for the journey ahead. Any last words for someone kind of like, man, this sounds like really good. Like any last words for somebody considering joining the program?
Yeah. And these are some of the questions that, you know, as a life coach, I love to ask people. And I know you ask them all the time. And that is like, what excites you the most about like having the ability of not only being able to coach yourself, but to be able to coach others. When I think about like all of the things that it's done for me and the kind of impact that it's made for me in my life, I wish I had done it sooner. I held off for doing it for such a long time. Like I saw it pop in front of me a few times and I was once again having this story about not having time, not having money, not having resources.
Right.
And instead I decided to focus on what about this is like important or meaningful to me, to my family, and really to the world. And what am I doing by holding back when really this is just a skill that will be exponential and have the ripple effect in my entire life. So if that's you, it's time to jump in. I'm so excited too, Josh. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. If you're interested in checking out more details on our new life coach certification, just go to joshcoats.com. It's my website. I'm actually about to, I just pulled it up in the background so I don't forget to do this. Right underneath like the cover video that you see, I'm going to change out basically what's currently there with just a quick link on how to go fill out information. All you do, go fill out the form with a little information about you, and then we will reach out to you to basically give you all of the details, everything it's about, talk to you about the cost. If you need to hop on an info session and learn a little bit more and ask some questions, we'll set you up with that. But basically just go to joshcoats.com. Just scroll right past the little video at the top of me dancing around and shaking and speaking on stage and stuff. Just go right past that video, click on the link, fill it out, and we'll get you more info. Mark, thanks again for being here. Appreciate you, man. I love you, dude. So pumped for the next several months and years, I should say, but really the next couple of months, because we're about to like create some powerful stuff, man.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening today. I want you to remember this. Okay, this is one of the greatest lessons that life coaching has taught me, is that everything you need is already living on the inside. I'm in the middle of writing a new book that, by the way, will come out in January. And one of the things that I'm talking about is the fact that every single one of us, okay, is really just like nature. You have a seed that you plant in the ground, and eventually that turns into the flower or the tree or whatever it is that you're really, really wanting. And one of the most frustrating processes is waiting for it to become that flower or to become that tree. But I want you to remember this, that everything that was needed to become that flower or become that tree was contained in that tiny little seed. That seed was what, like 30 cents, 40 cents? Seeds aren't expensive, guys. You can get a seed anytime you want. But all of the value in the world, all of the future potential in the world lives inside that seed. And the only thing it takes is for it to be put in the right environment and given water and light, and it will produce the thing it was made to produce. So I want to remind you today, for some of you that are thinking like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy of this, maybe business is never going to work for me, success is never going to work for me, I want to remind you that the very second you were born, you were already the seed that possessed everything you will ever need to get where you need to go in life, to help the people you need to help, to create what you need to create. It already lives on the inside of you. All right. I love you so much. I believe in you. Have an amazing day. We'll see you on the next show. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Let me encourage you to remember that leadership is all about duplication. So make sure you share this episode with your team and friends. Also, make sure you tag me over on your stories wherever you're listening to the show, and I'll share some of my very favorites to my stories. And I'm going to give away a $50 Amazon card every single week to my very favorite one. Thanks again for listening. Remember, you are worthy of everything you want. You are capable of everything you want. You have infinite creativity and wisdom and life and love living on the inside of you. So go be a light today. Shine, get what you want, and help others to do the same.